Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, July the 19th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Efforts continue to quell the backlash over President Donald Trump's changing statements on the Russia summit. Also on the Thursday rundown, protesters out for Mike Pence's visit to Missouri, and nobody wants to go, but one option is green burials. Topping our news, the White House struggled Wednesday to contain a political outcry and confusion over President Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters reports say denied that Trump ever meant to say that Moscow was no longer targeting the United States. Trump, facing an uproar over his failure to confront Putin over the 2016 election meddling, adopted his usual defiant posture 2 days after the Helsinki summit and called his critics deranged. Reuters notes that U.S. intelligence officials have said Russia's efforts to undermine elections are continuing and now are targeting the November 6 congressional races. Meantime, protesters are turning out as Vice President Mike Pence attends a fundraiser in Missouri today. Eric Teganoff has our report.
Pence is speaking at an event promoting the Trump administration's tax cut and to raise money for Republican Josh Hawley, who is challenging Senator Claire McCaskill in November for her congressional seat. Jessica Estes with NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri expects hundreds of people at a rally her group has organized and hundreds more protesting in the streets. She says Trump and Pence have attacked not only women's rights, but many of NARAL's allied groups that advocate for fair immigration, labor, and health care access issues.
We want to be clear that he's not welcome here. His policies are not welcome here, and that we are not okay with the way in which this administration is moving.
The event Pence is attending is scheduled for 10:30 a.m. at the St. Louis Marriott Grand. It's hosted by America First Policies, a group that has courted recent controversy after some of its members made racist remarks.
Other groups and protesters are planning rallies for Pence's visit. The vice president is scheduled to be in Illinois by afternoon, fundraising for another Republican candidate running in November. The cost to taxpayers for detaining immigrant children has grown from $75 million in the year 2007 to almost $1 billion today. That's according to a new analysis by the Associated Press.
Tom Jawitz with the Center for American Progress says many of the costs to care for kids in federal custody are justifiable, but he notes policies enacted over the past year by the Trump administration have led to a surge in spending.
It is a very poor use of taxpayer dollars, though, to throw thousands of additional children into that system who have no business being cared for by the Office of Refugee Resettlement because they're here with their parents.
Nearly 12,000 kids are currently being held at some 90 sites across 15 states, including Texas. Kids are kept in detention while their parents go through the immigration process. Supporters of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy say stronger border security is necessary to stop people from entering the country illegally. I'm Eric Galatas.
The federal government argues it needs the cooperation of local law enforcement for immigration agents to do their jobs. Attorneys general say the new conditions violate the law. The Massachusetts House and Senate have passed energy bills to change the renewable portfolio standard, the percentage of renewable energy the Commonwealth will invest in. But the numbers are different, so what happens next? We asked Linda Barr.
The Massachusetts House and Senate have passed energy bills that dictate the percentage of renewable energy the Commonwealth will invest in by raising the renewable portfolio standard. That's the percentage of electricity that utilities have to get from renewable sources. The House wants to raise the RPS to 2% a year starting in 2020 for several years, then reduce it to 1%. The Senate wants 3%. Casey Bowers with the Environmental League of Massachusetts says a 3% RPS would make the Commonwealth a leader in renewable power and attract businesses that want to produce it.
The renewable portfolio standard basically sends an announcement to the utilities that there is going to be a market for these renewable sources, be it offshore wind, be it solar, another renewable standard.
Now it's up to three members each from the House and Senate to decide on the percentage, and the decision needs to be made quickly before the end of the formal legislative session on July 31st.
And finally, Ross Brown reports for most Americans it's never a good day to die. That might be changing as more people explore green burials.
Traditional burials can easily cost $12,000 to $15,000. That does not factor in the ecological cost, which includes injecting toxic chemicals into the ground due to formaldehyde used in embalming. Then there's the metal used in caskets each year, enough to build another Golden Gate Bridge. Amber Carvalho owns a progressive funeral service called Undertaking LA. She says we all know we're going to die, but most of us put off exploring how we want to die.
Green funeral is no embalming. It's a casket that's biodegradable. The decedent is wearing clothing that is biodegradable, and then a grave that is hand dug.
Until the end of the 19th century, most Americans were familiar with the various aspects of death because many people died at home and were cared for by family members rather than professional undertakers. Carvalho says many people mistakenly think green burial is something new, when it's really how people were buried for centuries until modern funerals took over about 100 years ago. In 2010, American journalist Ellen Goodman started the Conversation Project after noting that the only conversation Americans weren't having was about end-of-life planning.
To date, nearly a million people have downloaded the starter kit for the Conversation Project. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.